someone has
broken.
If I ask you how much do you drink, you'd say a lot of it. Coffee.
Yeah, I drink a lot of it. Mm-hmm.
And then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
And I'd say, we sure do drink a lot of coffee together when we sit and talk.
Uh-huh.
When dinner is on the table and, you know, when everybody's trying to get in your way and you're trying to serve it and they're helping everybody else, instead of just standing there, they're helping you. Yeah, instead of everybody just standing there waiting, you say, y'all go ahead.
Please go ahead and eat.
Oh, you
been
standing
go ahead and sit
up.
There. Uh-huh. Go ahead and sit.
Somebody comes in the dining room and you ask him, won't you please
sit down?
So then he
sits down.
And no one else was standing. They, when everybody sits down, you'd say they all... They've all
been seated.
Or they all just
sat down.
Mm-hmm. And when the first thing you say, of course, to make someone feel at home when you're serving or when you're having dinner, if you want someone not to wait till everything's passed, you say what? Y'all go ahead and
go ahead.
But you'd say, don't wait for me to pass it. Just take whatever
yes,
you want
just,
or
help yourself.
If you decide not to eat something, you say, no, I don't
care for this.
Do you ever have food that you've served before? If some of it, you didn't eat all of it the first time and you have it a second time, what would you call this?
Warmed over food.
If you have it, you'd call you have this warmed over
uh-huh,
food.
A leftover.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you had a roast Sunday. You want to have beef stew on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And make something else out of it. You'd call it warmed over food.
Warmed over food. Uh huh. Or leftover.
When you put your food in your mouth, what do you do with it?
I swallow it. Eat it. I chew it
before you swallow it.
Yes.
Do you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
No, I never.
What would you call it if you did?
I guess this is what we referred to earlier as cornmeal mush.
What are things like carrots and peas and beets and so forth?
They're vegetables.
What vegetables do you like?
I like all vegetables with the exception of one. I don't know about one vegetable that I cannot eat some of, and that's spinach.
You don't like that at all?
I don't like spinach at all. I don't even want it on my plate.
What about your children? Do they eat all the vegetables?
They're very good. We're
49.
With three children, I've got one that will eat most. He will eat all vegetables except spinach, like myself. But then one prefers the bean type vegetables, you know. And then I have one that prefers the leafy type vegetables. Like cabbage and collards and turnips, the turnip greens. And then the other one, he likes beans, green beans, English peas, butter beans, and black-eyed peas, and the bean-type vegetables.
What would be a small place near the house? I noticed you have one in back of your house where you grow vegetables. What would you call that?
Oh, a garden. Small garden is what we have.
What about southern food that we had this morning for breakfast? And it's made of corn and you eat it with eggs.
Oh, grits.
Grits.
We do all of my, everyone in my family love grits.
How do you serve your grits?
I serve them with butter. I cook them and serve them with butter and with eggs and bacon. Or with ham and gravy.
What do you usually have?